Used properly, the power of our clemency will help shield you from access or influence. In these lessons, I will attempt to penetrate your mind. You will attempt to resist. Prepare yourself.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. Today is the birthday of British actor Alan Rickman, born in West London in 1946. He showed an early interest in acting and said he knew he would be an actor from about the age of 7, but there were other roads to be traveled first. He is best known for portraying sinister characters, such as Severus Snape in the Harry Potter series and Hans Gruber in Die Hard. Rickman was the second of 4 children born to an Irish Catholic factory worker and a Welsh Methodist housewife. He later recalled his early years as impoverished but very happy, until his father died of lung cancer when young Alan was just 8 years old. After showing an early fondness for art, Rickman won a scholarship to Latymer Upper School in London, where he appeared in several school plays. And then he studied graphic design at the Chelsea College of Art and Design and the Royal College of Art. In 1978, he joined the Royal Shakespeare Company, appearing in The Tempest and Love's Labour's Lost, among others, although he disliked the experience. It was like a factory, he said. No one really took an interest in young actors, and certainly no one helped bring them along. Moving on from there, he spent much of the rest of the 80s acting in BBC serials, radio dramas, and repertory theater. The turning point in Rickman's career came in 1985 with the starring role as Valmont in Les Liaisons Dangereuses, Dangerous Liaisons, a part that playwright Christopher Hampton, who adapted the script from an 18th century French novel, developed with the actor specifically in mind. Alan was able to transfix not only the audiences, Hampton said, but he also seemed to have a hypnotic effect on his fellow performers. Rickman performed the unforgettably villainous role first in London and then on Broadway, earning a Tony nomination. He was soon tapped for his first Hollywood film role as the impossibly evil terrorist Hans Gruber, ultimately foiled by Bruce Willis's heroic cop John McClane. "I got it," Rickman later recalled, "because I came cheap. They were paying Willis $7 million, so they had to find people they could pay nothing. Like me." Rickman starred in 3 successful features in 1991, Close My Eyes, Truly, Madly, Deeply, and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, in which he played an unforgettably cunning sheriff of Nottingham. The role cemented his image as a villain actor, a title Rickman disliked. "I don't see any of my roles as one word. It doesn't matter what I'm playing, it's not one word, and I think any actor would say the same." After playing another villain, Rasputin, in 1996, he went on to the Harry Potter series, at the specific request of author J.K. Rowling. After the 8 Potter films, he took on a variety of other projects before his death from pancreatic cancer just over a year ago. As one of the most admired British actors of the past 3 decades, his passing saddened his collaborators and millions of fans. "There are no words to express how shocked and saddened I am to hear of Alan Rickman's death," J.K. Rowling said. "He was a magnificent actor and a wonderful man." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 21st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.